Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Oh, baby, look at Canela, man. She done pulled up on me with that gold chain. Damn, Canela, you flexing like that? Look at this dough, man. Oh, snap, Canela. You already see the other doughs looking at you hating because you got that gold chain? Hold up, where you going? That's my chain, though. Canela, where you going? That's my chain, Canela. I just let you borrow it so you can flex for the gram, Canela. You think you could just snatch my chain? Canela's crazy. She's just trying to run off with my gold chain. Canela, come here.
Speaking of the, Trey, please educate the people. I've never heard of
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I never heard of brother name.
So you had no clue this guy was? So, okay.
Wait.
It started as just one video of him going out, like, connecting. You know, he was, like, talking to the animals or whatever. And, people was like, I think the people actually dubbed him Brother Major. I don't think he ever called himself
black
himself
or white? Honestly, I don't know what that kid is.
I think he's white. He looks like a Latin individual. He looks like a Latin individual to me.
No shots to Rob Lopez, but a lot of times Latins be passing. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
He low-key 3 years from losing his hair, though. He got the cowlicks like crazy, but...
So he's a Latin individual,
right,
allegedly. Right. He's a suspected Latin individual. He's hanging out with animals for no reason out in the wild.
I mean, we can't say for no reason. We'll get into that, but we can't say for no reason because
he's a modern day Dr. Doolittle.
He had a tweet about. Let me say this, the reason why I said we can't say for no reason is because two things. One, he had a tweet where he said he liked his women like he likes his horses, stank in all caps, right? Then he said,
what the fuck?
No, wait, listen. Then he said that, allegedly, because there's a theory out there, right? So I'll say this and then I'll give you out a theory. So the other tweet was like, nothing is, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, nothing is better than like putting peanut butter on me and letting like dogs lick it off. Some shit like that, right? So okay. The theory out there, is that he purchased this account when it got so many followers, so that like, you know, if you search your at name, it'll bring up tweets where like you had your old at name too. You don't have to search your old at name. Like it all just transfers over to your name now. Like it's just one account. So the theory out there is that he bought this account from someone. I don't know. It hasn't been confirmed.
No. He was 12 years old.
That's the thing.
My man was 12 in 2012, which is wild. Some of these kids should not even be on Twitter. But like real life cats.
Real shit.
Just like cats say.
So this dude's Brother Nature is like 18 years old?
Yeah, he's like 18, right? So just like real life cats says, my man, pay the $8, get your Twitter scrubbed if you're gonna get the verified check. Yeah, but I got some tweets right here. Yeah. And you guys be the judge.
Let's go. Wait. This can't be This Week in White People, right? Correct. Right.
Because he's not white.
He might be, though.
He's a suspected Latin
individual.
Jay, he's a suspected Latin.
Are we ready for the tweets?
You go ahead.
All right, the first one. Timeline stop loading. Too many coons on my timeline. That's why.
Oh, man.
Listen, is that bad?
I'm not the minority on this call. Yeah. I'm definitely not the minority on this call by the skin color, but I mean, hey, bro, I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Facts.
Right.
It happens.
It happens. It's funny. I mean, let's go to the next one.
Hold on, Trey. Hold on one second.
To be fair.
And I said this in the group chat with Amin and them.
Well, God, but before you say, let me just say, I think I've seen Juan say that before.
Okay, let me say this. I think we've all felt that before.
Yo. The thing about that tweet that makes it elite is that he skipped. He just bypassed went straight to expert level racism.
Yeah.
And
could you imagine being 12 and saying coons though?
Oh my God.
Coons at 12 is crazy.
Whoa. He was supposed to be 12?
Yes. He's supposed to be 12, Jay.
All right.
And not like the cops, not fit for all our analysts. Right. We're not talking about the cops. We're talking about the age.
12 years old.
Yeah, 12 years old, not the cops.
Can we move? I don't know. Next week.
So, first of all, this takes a lot of effort to have the swastika. My man has hell Twitter, hell Hitler.
Before we do this, I want to shout out to my man at Humble Tees on Twitter. He tweeted earlier, like, your dog. What emoji package?
How do you get the swastika?
Bro,
this kid was tapping into expert level racism, bro. Like there's people that live in the mines that haven't seen this level.
Yo, dog, you know how many people can't draw a swastika if you give them a pen? Like, draw one with their free hand. Can't draw
the crazy thing about it, I would fuck that up. Like, I would put this shit all wrong.
If I took a pencil right now and try to draw that, I have to draw like I'll probably end up drawing the S. Remember, niggas used to draw the S with the three stick figures. You know what I'm saying? Like, I draw one of those, Mari, just off muscle memory.
Mari, you know how evil genius level MySpace coding you have to be,
dog,
to even learn how to even type this?
That's motherfucking Elon Musk level of racism, bro. That's the Tesla of racism right there.
Yeah, I don't know how I should applaud that shit
or be disgusted. I really don't know. I'm conflicted.
Let's go to the next one.
Fuck that. I'm Hitler. Everyone's a fucking Nazi.
Yo, son.
Wait a minute. Trey, say that again, please.
All right, here we go. Fuck that. I'm Hitler. Everyone's a fucking Nazi.
There's levels to this because I'm going to tell you. When you start a tweet off with fuck that, that means that somebody tried to tap you and was like, yo, bro. He's like, no, fuck that. I'm it.
Right. Somebody tried to tell him to chill. Thanks for telling me.
Listen, not even problematic Eminem or Tyler the Creator even tapped into that.
But think about this. Think about this, though, right? But let me say this. Let me say this.
This nigga's
right?
Next level racist, dog.
Wait, listen.
He's like Clayton. No. Wait, like, understand.
Wait,
this is Clayton Bigsby right here.
No, listen. I'm going to say this and add a whole different level to this shit, a whole new level of depth to this shit, right? You know how many times you tried to browse a website or send a tweet and, like, it didn't load or it said it was a failure? Imagine that failing three times and you still going a fourth time to do it because you really meant that shit. Like, I imagine that type of shit. Like, it probably didn't work on the first try. Twitter probably was like, wait a minute, you probably ain't mean to tweet that. And he like, nah, fuck that. I'm saying this. He went out his way to put that message out there, B. Like, this shit is...
That's a lot of effort, right?
Niggas
here,
don't
dog.
Just be having. I don't care what phone company you with. Niggas don't just be having bars in just like service all the time.
Bruh.
Tweet off the phone.
Like, I don't care if you had 69. I don't care if you had 69 followers. They would have got you the fuck up out of here with that. I don't know how you just got by.
Bruh, I'm just like flabbergasted. Next tweet, please.
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want to be like Chris Brown. So if my girlfriend tried to look through my phone while driving, I can choke and punch her.
Damn,
man. This guy. Now
Colin, capital G, which means he's smiling.
All right, now, motherfucker.
Yo, son.
All right.
Son, racism the nigga said, wasn't enough. He had to take it to domestic violence.
You gotta think about this, though. Hey, yo, think about this.
This little nigga was drinking monsters and eating chocolate donuts.
But listen, when you was young, and you talk about when you grow up, you want to, like, imagine that for, like, when the teacher called you up to the class, like, what you want to be when you grow up? The nigga said, I want to be Chris Brown when I grow up.
Yo, Mark.
Oh my God.
Ain't no logic in the world gonna make me forget this little nigga.
Oh, yo, my
it's none, B. This nigga.
I hope they make this little nigga bite the fucking sidewalk like I'm
here. Yeah. No, I ain't gonna lie. You know what they need to do? They need to let all the animals he petted to bite this nigga or something, B. Like, yo, something gotta happen.
The funniest shit though is the memes that they got interviewing the deers.
Yeah.
Well, he said that.
I ain't gonna hold you, B.
Having an animal question a tweet is funny.
But then, you know the crazy shit about that is I feel mad old because like there's kids that say they wanted to be Chris Brown when they grew up. Yeah. I'm old enough to know that Chris Brown was like a little kid when I was a kid. Like not a kid, but you know what I mean? I was a teenager.
Was a kid.
I was like, oh, this little nigga.
But not to beat your girl up, my nigga.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing that I'm saying. Like you want to fuck saying
yo,
I want to be Chris Brown.
Yo,
get a
saying you
want
to be your girl. What you want to be when you want to grow up?
That's what I'm saying.
Chris Brown because he can dance.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because I can beat my girl ass.
You ain't say you want to be Chris Brown because he got a single on a record, or he got a good haircut, or he was wearing the LRG hoodie. You were saying because he was putting hands on women. Be like, come on, dog.
Do we have more of these?
Yes, we have more.
Hell
here we go.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Jay-Z looked like a monkey.
I mean,
you got to understand. This is the thing. Now, I may side with this nigga because it's a lot of niggas that look like monkeys.
Hoes looks like a camel, dog.
Yeah, hoes look like a camel.
No, 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 but it's a lot of niggas that be looking like monkeys. So I ain't even going to hold him on this one. It's some monkey looking niggas, man.
Also, I will say this. I will say this, you guys. Listen, hear me out on this one, you guys. I think that tweet right there might get supported by the Beehive, who was unhappy that whole cheating on Beyonce. So I think he can slide with that one. I think he's good.
Yo, Beehive is weirdly protective of Jay-Z. Yo, like they're the only ones allowed to talk crazy about him.
To a certain extent. Only when it benefits Beyonce, not when it benefits
right.
Him.
That's
it's
fair.
Not. Yeah, it's only when it's about Beyonce's choice in men. It's like, oh nah, Hove is Hove. But then when it's like just him by himself, it's like, nah, fuck that camel face nigga.
No.
I guess I want to protest here because this dude's claim to fame is supposed to be he's really great with animals. He can't even get the right animal.
Man. Right, yeah. Everybody knows camel. I mean, he probably never
heard
either,
shout out to PD Crack, yeah.
Yo, all right. And the last but not least, want to hear a joke. Women's rights.
I mean, if he said that after a Ronda Rousey fight, then maybe. Maybe that's valid.
This nigga is the most adult 12-year-old ever.
He's a sicko. Yeah.
I ain't never heard no 12-year-old this problematic or just hate.
Yo, he's a sicko, bro.
Yeah.
A sicko.
He said associated with Waz. Hey, so the crazy thing about it, this young man has made his account private, didn't delete the tweets, and just kind of just kept it moving. So,
but he made it private, like, but all the people already follow him.
Yeah, people already screenshotted and got you up out of here, brother.
The damage is already done, bro. It's already done.
By the way, man, people will be over this tomorrow, but he got to get these hands today.
I'm gonna tell you like this
on
bro.
Twitter.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Listen.
So this is the thing about cancel culture, which is amazing. My nigga, any bit of anything, you'd fucking out of here.
Ain't no such thing as a pure account. There's no such thing as a pure account, but I will say this. The quickest I ever seen somebody get over a canceling is when Doja Cat showed she had a fat ass and niggas was like, all right, bet, fuck it. Fuck all that other shit.
Who?
She good. Doja Cat, the joint that was dressed up like a cow.
The moo moo moo.
Yeah.
Moo moo moo.
When she did a performance and she turned around and she had a crazy ass, niggas was like, all right, fuck
Wait.
I have no idea.
Let me fire up Google.
That's what happened, bro.
Like,
Okay, so here's what happened. Hold on,
real quick. How do you spell her name?
D-O-J-A and then Cat. But here's what happened, right? So basically the story is, when she first got the popping with the, you know, the whole cat shit or whatever, she ended up on, like, you know, going viral on Twitter, Instagram, all the social media platforms. Genius had her on there. You know, obviously, shout out to Rob Markman. They had her on there, capitalized on it. And she tweeted out that she used to say, you know, homophobic things or whatever, which a lot of people can kind of relate to because it's like, yeah, we used to say that, but it wasn't like that. It was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not an excuse. It's just like, yeah, we used to say that until we knew better. So she used to use these words when people tried to cancel her, quote unquote, cancel her. When she showed that she had, like, a body, niggas was like, oh, all right, like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, fired it up. I heard it in the back. Yeah. Just put it at a point right here. But, yeah, so, like, niggas was like, all right, cool. It's all good. It's water under the bridge. Spill milk.
This is like the tweet, Instagram video I sent you guys in the chat.
Ain't no problem.
Russell Westbrook eating the sandwich. Like,
Everybody turned in. You know what it was? Everybody turned in the stand and shop. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. It's cool.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, man. I tell you.
This is what it is, man.
It's hard.
This is what it is. So it happens, man. So, I mean, I'll say this. Like, the whole thing about the cancel culture is when people blow up, everybody starts to go back and search keywords with them, you know what I'm saying, to see if they were on that type of shit or if they was on something crazy back in the day, which, don't get me, like, we come from an era. And when I say we, I mean, like, everybody that's on Twitter right now who's been there since, you know, I guess, like, 09, when everybody started to really understand how Twitter worked, there was a certain way you had to tweet to, I don't want to say get attention, but, like, to be in certain circles, you talked a certain way because of where you came from, right?
And people, in order to get attention, you had to be flagrant.
Yeah, and I always say this, and I said this before. The environment that I grew up in, I used to use certain words that I don't use anymore because the environment that I grew up in taught me that, oh, no, we say these words, but it's not like that. We're saying this because it means this. But the older you get, you realize, like, all right, yeah, well, it's just not cool to use that. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people have used that shit. So don't get me wrong. I'm not. If you use a couple certain words, I'm not going to look at you like you're the devil himself. But if you were doing certain shit or you believe certain things, then yeah, like, it's no excuse for it. But certain words is like, all right, cool. You used to use them. You don't use them no more. Nobody's perfect, bro. Like, I'm not going to, you know, hold your feet to the fire for this shit forever behind that. You know what I'm saying? And but that's what her whole point was. Doja Cat, that was her whole point, was like, I used to say this shit, but I ain't really on that. But she's doing shows, like, right now. Like, she's on tour right now after that. So it's not, you know, like I said, I think she did a good thing by getting out in front of it, to be honest. Like, a lot of people was asking why she said it. And my thing was, she got out in front of this shit before people dug it up on her, you know, on their own. That's all. It's just what it is. 2018.
It's smart to snitch on yourself.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100% of it is smart to get out in front of it, to get out in front of it before it even happens. She got out in front of it before anybody could even find out that she said it before. She said, look, I said this before. And like a lot of people was kind of on that same wavelength. Like, yeah, I did too. I didn't know that that shit was a bad thing. Like, we was kids. We used to say certain, like, come on, dog. Niggas said certain words that was like, all right, we ain't know this was bad outside of our neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago where it's like, you got cats who 30, 40 years old who never left their hood.
Bruh.
They don't know what the fuck is going on.
I've confessed on this pod. When I first got on Twitter, I used to troll black women because they were the easiest ones to rile up.
Because that was the era. And I'm gonna say this for a lot of people who don't understand what Waz is saying right now.
Did you pay the $8?
No, I haven't paid it.
It's not an attack. It's just like that was the era of Twitter.
There's some gems.
Hey, chill. We got a company to build.
Why is it pay that $8? Nah, but yo, honestly, what
No, I don't get that.
That's to scrub your Twitter account.
Oh,
honestly, what it was...
He's trying to be a real nigga and keep the problematic shit.
It would be like, yo...
We're going to be real.
No. What I would do is I'd do shit like, man, yo, it's kind of fun hanging out with white chicks. you know what I'm saying? I would say shit like that. But to a lesser degree,
I'm gonna say this: a lot of people used to do the dark skin versus light skin thing. It wasn't even necessarily like white women. It was just like, oh man, dark skin girls do this, and light skin girls is like that. It was just like that. That was just the era of Twitter. It was the era of trending topics.
When people would do like struggle shit, I used to be like, only such and such do such and such, and then I'd go hashtag.
It was niggas actually using the word darkies. That shit is woo.
Yeah, niggas were saying darkies.
Dark butts is the word. Like dark.
I never got personal or like darkies is crazy.
That's darkies is crazy.
But that's what was going on back then.
That's plantation lingo right there, bro.
It's like my favorite word.
Yo, you call me a darkie, I might have reacted. I ain't gonna lie. I might show my true colors.
I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. Like, as much as I love desserts and shit like that, the word brownie still get me a little bit confused. It's like, hey, what you mean?
This guy is crazy.
What you talking about right there? All right. You talking about the snack? All right, cool.
Yo, by the way, the Sacramento Kings lead the league in terrible haircuts, by the way.
I mean,
they're not called the Clippers for a reason.
This guy, man.
This guy, Jerv, man. Whoa. That's a coincidence,
Jerv.
Bro. I get it. It's Snoop's birthday today.
By the way, why are we talking about haircuts?
Listen, why are we talking about haircuts?
Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Do I sound terrible, or is that the reason?
No, just ignore him.
Guys, I don't know what's going on today, but y'all are doing this thing where everybody's talking at the same time.
They're like the Muppets. You know the Muppets?
Yes, it's exactly like that.
Hold on a second.
All right, wait.
I got to bang out one thing because Jerv's Rip was sponsored this week, guys, by Michael DaCosta. Sup, Michael? Hey.
What's up, Mike? Also,
Kev the Barber has joined us.
Yo.
What's up, Kev? What
Kev
up,
Kev? What's good, man?
Right when Amin says Sacramento King leads the league in terrible haircuts.
No, it's a perfect time. It's a perfect time for Kev to join, man. I do want to give credit to Wolverine legend, Detroit legend, Jalen Rose, best hairline in the league right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bush. Shout out to my man Bush from the Wolverines, man. That boy took on the whole MSU line, and we went out there and smacked Michigan State. Feel me? Fuck up out of here.
Oh, yeah, the little brothers.
Y'all run this shit. Shout out to Mike Hall.
Y'all going
to
beat Ohio State, though?
Hey, Thor called him the little
brothers.
Ohio
State just got smacked by who? Who Ohio State just lose to? Purdue?
Yo, they lose, man.
What Benny Siegel said, yo? Yo, Jerv, what Benny Siegel said?
You guys are two chickens. You got the two chickens, get it? Two chickens.
Ohio State lost. Michigan State lost. Michigan won. Hell. We out here, man.
Boy, easy. You said hell. That was a little too close, though.
Yeah, I was waiting on that. I was waiting on that. I was waiting on that Hitler to roll out.
No. It's the A, not the E.
Brother Nature over here. The funniest thing about this whole story, we kind of got sidetracked, but so they got him out and they found the replacement. And the replacement's name is Black Tarzan. And I said in the chat, that sounds like a kind of a slur that Waz would use to describe someone else. Waz call somebody Black Tarzan. But
to describe somebody who I didn't like.
Yeah.
Black Tarzan is crazy, though.
But then Black Tarzan has a picture of him, like, on Instagram with, like, three white women, and he's got no shirt on. And the caption he put under it was hashtag Black Lives Matter.
The caption is true.
I'm telling you the nigga got canceled before he even got on.
But what's the problem with it, though? I'm only playing devil's advocate. Playing devil's advocate, so I'm going to hear the conversation.
Nah, because he ain't with no sisters, bro.
I'll tell you why. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it was the people who had found him and were championing him on this date were all black women, and how fine he is, and he's got some nice teeth, and this and that.
The thing is, he didn't get famous for liking black women. He got famous for animals. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what did people expect from him? Because he's black and he was like in the animals, and people liked him. What did they expect? I'm honestly asking this question. I'm playing devil's advocate with people who listen to his podcast and is going to say, okay, what's the issue? Because he got famous for what? Being the, the savior that people needed. If you want to look at somebody who fucking liked animals and you're going to cancel Brother Nature.
So, Mari,
we fought the Black Tarzan.
Mari, niggas that like animals like white women.
No. I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking a question. I'm just saying that for people who saying they're going to cancel him for a picture with like some white women. And don't get me wrong, I'm not on his side. I don't know this nigga. Like, I'm not on his side at all. I'm just saying, what do you expect?
I think the caption is pretty funny, honestly.
No. But this is what I'm saying though. What do you expect from a nigga when you say that you like him because he likes animals? Right. He talk to animals.
Y'all put him on the pedestal.
Y'all put him on a pedestal for liking animals. Right. What the fuck about him liking animals said that he loved black people or black women?
Yeah.
Like, what about
that?
Yeah. Why is white women a problem? All I'm saying is this. Stop worshiping these people so quick and stop giving all your love and adoration to these people so quick. Like, make them earn that shit. Stop just giving it out for free because these motherfuckers gonna disappoint you. You searching niggas Instagram for 90 weeks talking about, oh, well, he had something that said Black Lives Matter
this
with white
nigga
women.
Hot.
What the fuck is like, dog? Like,
yo, Jade, you gotta add a standing ovation to the end of this Mari rant, man.
I'm just saying, black people, like, dog, we have to stop doing this shit, dog. Like, he might not be shit. I don't know him personally. I don't got nothing against him. I don't got nothing for him. He might not be shit. Why was y'all so quick to jump on his dick because y'all want to cancel Brother Nature and say, oh, well, we need to champion the Black Tarzan? First of all, you put black in front of his name would let you know that you're giving him a title.
That's what he called himself.
That's fine. But that should let you know something from the jump. That's your fault for not understanding that from the jump. If the Black Tarzan, which means what? What, Tarzan was famous for liking black women? No. He's the Black Tarzan, and he's good with animals. Cool. He got a picture with white women. He wasn't a black fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was he? What was he supposed to be? The savior of what? He liked animals. He talked to animals. So what? Like, I just don't understand why people just like, oh, man, you know, he's canceled. Was he ever a thing? When was he a thing?
Right. Guys.
I mean, for the younger people, guys, he's a thing.
That Mariano rant right there brought to you by Jared McCoo.
Bullshit.
Well, who are you? Who are you?
I mean, like I said, man,
a burger at McDonald's. The McCoo.
Niggas just be too quick to give out. That's what I'm saying. This era of being disappointed. Disappointment is bred by expectation.
I mean, you expect seriously certain though, people, who is like, this on, guy? Bro. And I'm looking at these pictures. Half I think are fucking green screen.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, what about that? What about what he did said that, like, now if Dr. Umar did that shit, then okay, cool. B, this is
no,
he,
because
I'm saying, because I'm saying that, like, Umar? People expect him, certain people that follow him, I don't, I'm
cool
just
on
saying,
that turkey
people,
bacon, nigga.
Hey, listen, no, I'm 100% cool on him. I'm just saying,
can I say
that he preaches that shit, though.
Can I tell you,
I'm saying he preaches that shit, though.
Like, I just got into it with a dude over the Dr. Umar dude. Like, Saturday morning, he comes in the shop, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm barely getting up. Like, my senses ain't even up yet. And you come in there and you like, oh, you need to listen to the Dr. Umar dude. Check this out on YouTube. And like, look, we into it. And everybody in there, like, I'm looking at the other people's faces and their reaction. And then they start talking. And then he gets a look on his face as if, like, he's frustrated that they're talking over him. This dude ain't talking nothing.
What's he like? What's he like? Jason Whitlock or something?
He's like Poor Rex's teacher.
LeBron made his expectations before him.
Yeah, but just expectations for disappointment is what I'm saying. Is like he's preaching this black shit, but you know that he's on some bullshit, right? That's all I'm saying. Like he's now, if he was doing that shit, then it's like, oh, I like the people that's following him would be disappointed.
On some shows you got on Daishikis, and then other shows you got on these penguin suits.
He's like my man Preach
from Don't Be a Menace.
I don't fuck with nothing that he's saying at all. I'm just
red
saying
fish,
that when
blue fish.
When people expect a certain thing from
is this
him, though,
like
when you hear
those dudes in Times Square,
thing, you expect a certain thing from him.
Jesus,
when you hear this
black.
Other nigga, like, come on, hey,
what that fool saying?
Jay is similar.
Swine, my brother.
I love that shit, dude.
Jay is talking to black Israelites, like the cats that be having a Jesus with dreadlocks.
I used to stop every day and check them out. They basically call it white people swine. Oh, man.
Dude, them dudes used to like stop me before I got on the train when I was on my way to Barber College, and I used to tell them every time, "Hey, man, I'm half white. I don't feel like hearing that shit." And they would get mad.
You're half white, so I got mad.
They'll be hot. Like they'll start telling me how much like I need to repent and all kind of stuff. Man, if it is 90 degrees outside, and every single look like African Bambaataa.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying though is like when you run into these guys and you know what they preaching, you would be like, even if you follow them or not, you would be disappointed if they did certain shit, because you'd be like, my nigga, when you just preaching this, I'm not disappointed in niggas who not preaching that shit to begin with. Like, all these niggas is bullshit to me. Like, it just don't matter. I'm just saying,
don't expect certain shit
from these people.
This be my thing. And I'm probably going to be fucked up for saying this. It's probably going to be a lot of people that's going to be like, Kev, you're full of shit. But listen, if you're not doing anything other than running your fucking mouth, I don't care about none of that pro-righteous shit you talking
about.
Yeah,
no, 100%. Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all you're doing is talking. You're not leading no marches.
And that's
you're
and
not
you know what? And that's
shit.
Why. And that's like, why most people don't nothing. Tweet about. That's why people. That's why I like when people be like, "Man, y'all not woke." This, that, and the third. It's like because I don't tweet about it. It's because, bro, I'm not about to go out there and march, so I'm not about to tweet about this shit.
Y'all,
I'm not about
that
to
is,
sit up here
that
on my
might be
all day
one
and
of the dumbest the dumbest statements I've ever heard. You're not woke. Go
I hate that shit so much, bro.
How about this? Read a book.
Yeah, how about
how
that?
That?
You know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is though. You know what's crazy? And I figured this out on so many levels. If you don't tweet about something, people think that you're not doing it. And if you do tweet about it, they think that, you know, it's like, oh, just because you said that.
People
not,
think
you know,
that's all you ever
doing.
Do.
Yeah, like it's this is the error. It's weird. It's weird as fuck, dog, because if you don't tweet about the rights of this, you know, of this race or this, that, and the third every day, you don't believe in it. And it's like, no, I just don't want to do this shit if I'm not putting actions to my words. Anybody can sit up behind a desk or their phone all day and tweet about anything, but if you're not doing nothing, what does that shit mean?
Last year, Black America in 2016, we spent $2 billion on Air Jordans, $4 billion on liquor and alcohol, $600 million on fast food,
And we bought twice the amount of Mercedes-Benzes as white America, although white America has twice the wealth of black folk. So the question becomes, what is it about the Mercedes-Benz that makes it so attractive to African Americans, even when they can barely afford it? And it's because it's a status symbol.
That's all.
And one thing we know about oppressed people, when you can't enjoy true freedom, you surround yourself with the symbols of that freedom. Absolutely. And that's why the Louis bag is so important. That's why our children will care to kill for Air Jordans. It's not the sneaker, it's what it represents. And if I believe I'm worthless, that means I can only add value to myself by what I put on my body as opposed to what I put in.
He never put the ball back down. And I think another technical foul's been handed out. Now Ingram looks like he's confronting Jason Phillips.
Well, the technical foul was on Ingram for shoving James Harden after that play.
I'm not sure why, what happened.
Ingram was usually pretty mild-mannered. It's hot now. Paul punches a throw. Paul and Rondo throwing punches. Ingram comes in. He's throwing punches. Security trying to separate. So are some of the teammates. Boy, that quickly erupted into something ugly.
Yo, sorry to break up the woke brigade that we're having right now. But they just announced the suspensions. My man, B.I. only got 4 games. I'm happy for that, brother, man.
I'm happy for Rajon Rondo.
I am, too.
Well,
I
mean,
That's 4 games.
4 man. Games is that much?
3 bro, games for Chris Paul. Listen,
bro,
3 games for Chris Paul.
Punched somebody.
Listen, bro.
Yeah, y'all acting like Rondo's but like Chris Paul got the stand-up though, citizen. My nigga.
Are you serious?
I don't
Rondo,
care what he
Rondo
is.
A real, Chris Paul.
Rondo a real
Rondo
one.
Rondo a real one, but Rondo
be acting like Rondo. He punched Chris Paul. I don't care what Rondo is.
Yo,
that's why I was on my bucket list. He did that.
Hold on, y'all want to hear
something on my bucket list.
Y'all want to hear something funny about this whole situation? You know, usually, like when a fight happens, obviously the people who support the one team are going to support their guy. The people who support the other team, Laker fans say, "Oh, Rondo ain't do nothing." Da da da. Rockets fans say, "Paul, he ain't do nothing," or whatever, whatever. Right? But usually the rest of the people are just like, "Oh, you know, he got beat," or whatever. You know, like it's real calm. I never seen a fight like this one where everybody who wasn't either a Rocket or a Laker fan was so happy that one of those guys got punched.
Yes.
And it was like 50-50. I mean,
it was a Spider-Man meme on steroids.
Exactly.
Both of them niggas dirty and shit, good for them, bro.
Guess what? Guess what, though? You know what's crazy?
How many times have you seen people get face-to-face and not do nothing? Just sitting there just yapping off at the mouth.
Yeah, and they finally got busy. Yeah.
But boom, take them to
Kev. But Kev, I'm telling you, that if that fight had been Dennis Schroeder and PJ Tucker, there wouldn't be as much joy on both sides. But
everybody wanted to see those cats get punched in the face.
But to me, you know why though, right? You do know why though, right? Because there's a wide margin of motherfuckers that don't fuck with Chris Paul over like the people who don't fuck with Rondo.
No,
I was happy. He punched that. What?
For that. Listen, equal.
I hate the OA Celtics. Period. Them niggas.
That's cool.
Like they won 5 rings.
That's cool. That's cool.
I'm straight cool.
But niggas act like Chris Paul won one. No, but niggas act like Chris Paul won one.
Yo, I hate Boston.
But Chris Paul
I agree with what you're saying about niggas act like that Boston team won more than they did. I do. But niggas act like Chris Paul won anything.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got 2 cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And little is just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's
the
problem.
Like, listen, they both bitch ass niggas, but
yeah, but y'all Rondo.
Listen, I like Rondo game. I like Rondo game, but I don't support dirty play. Both them niggas trash niggas, bro.
He punched Rondo kicking a nigga, bro. Fuck that nigga. Listen. I don't care.
It's heated. It's a heated Sunday.
Hey, I'm okay with Rondo's antics.
Fuck that nigga.
It's tough. I'll discuss
tomorrow. On
guys, we did it again. We hit the quota. We'd like to thank Trey and Mariana and Waz for the hard R to start the show.
Oh, yeah. Bro, listen, hard R. Listen, dog. That's all I've ever said though about the game is that, like, okay, that's cool. Like I said, I do agree with Trey 100%. Niggas do act like that Boston team won 8 rings. They do. But niggas act like Chris Paul won anything worth mentioning. Fuck him. That he got punched in the face. Shit. So what?
He ain't
long
won.
Long overdue.
An award yet.
I wish Boogie would have punched him. Fuck him.
Nah, I want to see that. I want to see niggas nice, get though. Crazy with Steph, though, out in Oakland. I feel like the Bay niggas gonna push all them security over. Niggas out.
Yeah, it'll be over.
And Draymond gonna do a night in jail. I just feel like it.
Like I said, dog, it is what it is. That fight, that's cool. You know, niggas don't fight. You know what I'm saying? The league. Niggas be acting like, oh, why I oughta, boy, I woulda. And it's that. You know what I'm saying? And it's so
let's tap back in with the culture, though.
Listen, don't get me wrong. Listen, let me be very clear about this. Chris Paul caught him with a good shot, a great shot. He really did. I gotta give credit where it's due. I'm not a hater at all. Chris Paul caught him with a great shot. And I was happy about that. Yeah, no, but Chris Paul got punched in the face, and I was happy about that. Yeah. I will not apologize for being happy about Chris Paul getting punched in his face. I hope it happens again.
Speaking of beef, you guys heard about this Yellow Beezy and the comedian, what's his name?
Oh, my Royal God.
Enjoy Life?
I want to say this.
Wait, Mariano. You can't go into deep opinions until y'all explain to me who these people are.
I don't know who them niggas is.
Okay, so listen, the Yellow Beezy dude is a rapper from Texas.
Yellow Beezy is a rapper from Texas,
and then the comedian Roy Lee, he a comedian from Texas. They had beef, and I guess they was supposed to meet up, and he was like, "We can fight for $12,000. We could donate to charity." Da 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 da. So when Yellow Beezy saw him, he whipped out on him and shot the dude in the leg.
He died from a leg shot, it hit his artery.
It ended up being a blood clot, and then it traveled up to his heart, and he died.
Roy Lee did a video before he, like, his last, like, one of his last videos when he was in the hospital. The way he explained the story was, like, some dude, he was at, like, a barbecue spot or something like that out there in Dallas, some part of Texas, and He was at Texaco or something like that. It was across the street from another gas station. I think it was a Shell or something like that. He was talking about the story. And so what happened was he was in the car chilling. He said he saw some dudes. I don't know if it was Yella Beezy. I'm not. I don't know who it was. He said that he saw some. He saw a dude in a hoodie. And that, like, that's the last thing he really remembered because he got shot. He got shot in the leg. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Roy Lee was... he was one of the dudes who I thought was like one of the most genuinely funny dudes that was like on the internet. Well, he had the video where he bought the Bentley with like his baby mama tax money, and he bought like the tricked out
I remember
car,
that dude.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he was a funny dude.
He looked like,
you know,
a PT Cruiser.
He was a funny dude.
He does.
He was a funny dude. and so, you know, they did have like some issues. You know, they was going back and forth for a while. They had some problems and. They were on a path to, like, I guess, mending it or, you know, whatever. I don't know if they're trying to squash the shit like Kev said. But he got shot, and so what happened was he didn't die, like, that night from it. It was just, it happened, like, a couple weeks later. Like, he had a blood clot, like, in his lungs or something like that. Yeah. Like,
wait, so traveled to his lungs.
What was the beef about?
I mean, you know, that part is always, like, you can speculate and you can hear what people saying, but you will never really know the truth about something that happened in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It was some real street shit.
It was some street shit. And, like, you know, if you watch Roy Lee videos like I did, like, you really watch the videos, he was somebody who was, like, plugged into the streets. You know what I'm saying? He was a super funny dude. Like, really hilarious dude. Like, genuinely. And I'm not just saying this just because he passed, but, like, I was he was still dealing, trying to make a transition out of that shit. He was doing stand-up comedy. He was doing the YouTube videos, the Instagram shit. He was a funny guy, like a hilarious dude. It was super relatable. That's why it was so funny. You know, and it was just some street shit that spilled over. He got shot, and, you know, even in the hospital, he did, like, funny videos. Like, one of his last videos was funny with his baby mom. Like, he was, like... You know, and I hope this don't come off as, like, disrespect, but, like, he put the video out about him, like, asking his baby mom for some head, in the hospital. Like, but that was his brand of comedy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just his brand of, you know, talking to the people he talked to, and people fuck with it, you know, genuinely. And, you know, it fucked me up to see that he had died, because I got off work and I saw that shit, and I was like, wow, dog. Like, he was really one of those dudes who was, like, legit hilarious. Like, I do want to say rest in peace to Roy Lee, and... You know, like, really, my condolences for real, man, to his family, his loved ones, and all that, man. That shit was wild to see. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Okay, so now that it's that we can kind of guess that this was over some street shit, isn't it a little foolish to think that, hey, man, when I see you in the streets, we're gonna fight fisticuffs, 1920s
boxing
style?
But that's just some real nigga shit anyway. Because, like, I've seen that shit happen. In real life, where it's like niggas I'm talking about niggas who have a real issue, meet up and be like, yo, let's square up and let's fight. Like, I've witnessed it. It's not just some shit I'm just saying just because it's, you know,
saying,
whatever.
But you saying over the game, though, not over, hey, man, I heard you were talking funny about me.
I'm talking about a real issue that niggas had, like a real issue that somebody had with somebody and was like, look, we don't want this shit to go to that. We know what my side to do. We know what your side to do. Let's just meet up and shoot the five, and that'll be it. And I'm dead ass serious. Like, I've seen niggas stand there with their crews, and ain't nobody jump in. It was like, shoot the five, whoever walk away from this shit, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the end of it. Right then and there, at this night, that's the end of it. Like, niggas gonna shoot the five, and that's it. So I've seen that happen. So I'm not just saying this shit because it sounds good, but I've seen that happen before, like, in front of my eyes, where it's like, nah, we got an issue. Let's meet up. Let's shoot the five. That's it. Because that's the culture that niggas came from. It evolved into something where it was like, all right, we got a problem with him. Yeah, tell him we're going to meet up, but we're going to secretly be on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. If it's deep enough and it's street enough, it ain't no rules. But like I said, I've seen it come from I'm from a real place where it's like, nah, let's shoot the five. And that's the end of it. I know New York niggas can relate to that. Let's shoot the fire. They call them. They might call it shoot the fair one.
But not. Whatever not. But not. A lot.
Yeah, let's get a fair one.
Yeah.
My fade.
Whatever you call it.
Catch
the
fair one.
Thing.
All that.
Yeah. It's just the fade. The fair one. All that's the same thing.
Yeah.
And we can walk away from this shit. And we can walk away from this shit because we understand that the game that we play is a dangerous one. But we all got kids and families we want to provide for. We just got an issue that's bigger than Word. So, okay, let's meet up and fight. If we fight, if you beat me, you beat me. Whatever. If I beat you, I beat you. That's the end of that right then and there. Let's
get back to getting this money. That's what Pop said on Friday. That's what Pop said on Friday.
And it's some real shit because I've seen it happen. Like I said, all jokes aside, like I've seen that shit happen where niggas met up, you know, niggas sides on, and that's just what it is.
So I'm seeing this other video here that said Yella Beezy shot 8 times.
Yeah, he got shot after that. His boys went and got him and shot him 8 times, but he didn't die though. They just shot him up.
Listen, you know what type of love God got to have for you to get shot 8 times and still be out here?
Yeah, not take you. Nigga. It's either love, either he got love.
And he a comedian too?
No, no. He a rapper.
He a rapper?
Yella Beezy is the rapper. He got shot 8 times. Wow. But you know, do you ask yourself, it's like, do he got love for you, or is it you stay your ass in here, like you know, you stay down there, suffer a little bit, struggle. Yeah, you stay down there in the struggle. Yeah, comedian, come on with me, you know, or you know, who knows?
Sick choice, dog.
Yeah, man.
Maybe none of it matters.
I'm glad none of that matters. Yeah. Maybe none of that matters. I'm glad you brought it up.
We have any lighter material now.
No. Listen, we got to stay in this lane because did we give a rest in peace shout out to Paul Allen?
Rest in peace, Paul Allen.
No, I mean, you know, it's just he was a good dude. I met him when I went up to Seattle and he was genuinely like a good dude. Like,
just give him a fade.
I know, Trey, you met him. No, just on the sideline, and he just randomly asked me, like, you know, about Tyler.
Don't be telling people I be meeting people. I was just joking, man, because they just going to ask me for a cliff note. Hey, so what's your thoughts on Paul Allen? Bro, I ain't got nothing for you, boss. Rest in peace, PGA, though.
Legend. Right, and then also rest in peace to the biggest pimp ever, Dennis Huff.
By the way, about one last thing about Paul Allen.
Niggas be dying.
I just want to throw this out there. He did donate $100,000. Ah, never mind. All right, go ahead. Yeah, who's
see, look at niggas over here humble bragging. Oh man.
No, I'm not humble bragging. I'm here to tell you that
he donated $100,000 to Trump. He's out.
I mean, I would brag.
I mean, all these niggas out here donating to somebody.
I would brag about Reese's donation, but I don't want to blow the spot up and all that. But shout out to the G's and all that.
Oh no, my man from the HBO show is dead.
Yeah, from the Bunny Ranch, Dennis Huff, man, he passed away the next day.
In the words of Fabulous, man, shout out the young Dennis Huff. Holla at me when it's soft.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Dennis Huff, man, biggest pimp. And, you know, did it on TV. Did it on TV and did it legal.
Damn, man.
For 20 years, 30 years. So I just had those things I wanted to touch on. I wonder where the hoes at now, though.
Yo, did anyone get a chance to watch that clip I sent?
Clip of what?
The guy in the subway.
I tried and I was like,
Wait, let me see.
He sent it while we were on the pod. I looked at it and I was like,
okay, I see it right. I'm about to watch it right now.
Well, my question is, is it real? I don't think so, but
I'm about to watch it right now. Let me see. I'm about to tell you right now, live, watching it.
I'm watching it. Dude is in a hoodie, black. Just a month ago, I'd be considered a scary guy with a hoodie. Gary guy with a hoodie, black. But just a month ago on Netflix, Luke Cage made it cool. Okay, everybody laughing. I'm happy to tell you guys I'm turning 30 in December. Took his hood off. I'm young, I'm black, young and black, and I'm beautiful. All right, King. Sexy too. I came to share with you guys that I work in Manhattan. I work for a hedge fund. I'm donating computers to the education system in a small Caribbean island.
I am that new face
of the black, tall, dark fellow in a hoodie.
And he put the hood back on.
With a beard. I'm here to share my good news with everybody. Hopefully you get to share too. You look like you got something nice to say.
Yeah, put him on the spot. Put that white man on the spot. Say something nice about this black man. Say it.
It has to be with Luke Cage. We lost our Luke Cage guy, did we?
Okay.
Who watched it here?
Yeah, he's out, man. Shit like that, right. Yeah, he's out.
Okay.
We talked about it on the book club, man. It's just that there's too many. There's too much.
No, I'm with it.
Ever since that nigga dabbed, I was off that shit. I was like,
I'm glad we on this right now.
Man, how
right?
many stories can you tell with this stuff?
I'm glad we're on that right now, right? Because I want to say this. I was going to say this at the beginning of the podcast, but I'm glad we're on this now. If Luke Cage would have got canceled after season one, I would have understood because they killed Cottonmouth way too soon for my liking. Mm-hmm. They brought in the other villain. I can't think of his name right now. He had like the Judas bullets or whatever. It was like Luke Cage's brother and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they rushed that storyline a little bit too much for my liking. When they got renewed for season two, my wife and I were apprehensive to watch it because of the dab, and I'm dead serious about that. Like, I'm not even just saying this shit because it sounds cool. We was dead ass like, nah, we not watching that shit. So we watched it, and Bushmaster, I think, blossomed into like one of the best villains. That was me. But that's another story. But
you're on fire today, my nigga. Nah, but I just had to let you know. You are on fire, my nigga.
But so let me say this. Let me say this, right? So Bushmaster ended up being one of the greatest villains, and you know, his storyline and everything was great, and it was like one of those things where it was like easy to root for him because his pain came from a place of like, okay, this family caused his, you know, him some harm when he was, you know, he was young, and it was like irreputable, you know, damage. It was something crazy. So I thought season two, character development wise, storyline wise, dialogue wise, everything, I thought stepped it up like times 10 from season one, and I thought that they had a bright future. So for them to be canceled after season two instead of season one surprised me a lot because I get it. Like I said, we can all latch on to the dab and all that, and that's fine. But season two was a good season. It was a really good season. It honestly was. Bushmaster was a great villain. I think the storyline between him and Luke and like their similarities and their common interest in wanting to get, just the main villain out of here, I thought that was great. For them to be canceled right now, I thought was ill. Like, it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe they saw the vision for season three and said, nah, we don't want to do that. But I just think after season two showed that much promise, you don't let go of it this early. Like, you at least give them another season to see what's going on, because I think they were trending upward. Like, they really were, to me, personally.
You don't have to do this. I love you like a brother.
Nigga.
See, I do have our bomb guest of the week, guys.
What's that?
I believe he's from L.A. His name is Wells P. Wells, you there?
Oh, Wells. Oh, man. We got Wells P now. The prince is Zamunda. are you calling us from your private jet right now?
The jet leaves at about 9, but calling from a remote location.
Shout out to remote locations.
So between the couch cushions.
I just made LA up, so I don't know if he's there or not.
No, I'm not. I'll be back in LA tonight.
Yeah. See, I saw Wells at the finals like a year ago, and he was with like the founders of Dutch Bros Coffee. And I'm like, what?
I'm gonna say this. Every time I see Wells retweeted on my timeline, it's always something involving something wealthy. Like, it's always
people
something.
People be lying, man. It's
all true.
But here's the thing, though, Wells. I'm gonna say this. It's not about people lying. It's about they're retweeting what you're saying. So I don't know. Are you? I mean, it's. I'm not saying they're saying something about you. I'm saying they're retweeting your tweet. So I mean, I don't know.
Mari, Wells had Bill Gates tell me happy birthday.
Hey, listen. I believe.
Fam.
The Bill Gates or the other Bill Gates?
Gates, bro. Yeah. Are you saying Bill Gates
or Bill Gates from Cars?
Like, what do you? I need to know.
No, nigga, Bill Gates.
Okay,
Bill Gates.
My guy.
Microsoft.
I believe it. No, I believe
you gotta say the Bill Gates.
Yeah. I believe
my bad. V.
It's
V.
No, I believe it. 100%
His game has grown. Prefer he call him William. Like, cause I think if I'm not mistaken, like either right now or like before, like your picture was like next to a fucking pyramid in Egypt with some shit like that.
Greece.
I see. Here we go. I said that on purpose.
Everyone is going to Greece. Everyone is going there.
Man, people are acting like Greece is a chump.
Don't be a snob, man.
I mean, I went there like 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Here you go. Travel snob.
Raps about it.
People
white people
like
go
Greece
to Greece,
like,
man.
Yeah, but why people acting like Greece is Miami or something?
You know why? Because you know, I'm gonna tell you why. Because Rick Ross said it.
That's why.
Yeah, Rick Ross said Santorini. I'm gonna tell you the craziest shit about social media shit to me. And by far is the fact that people are trying to downplay visiting Greece. Like they're like, right. Oh, well, Santorini. Yeah, you went to they treating Santorini like it's Alfredo chicken. Like, what the
man,
fuck are you talking
listen.
About? Nigga, like it's Santorini fucking Greece.
It's Santorini. It's literally the nicest place.
It's
one
Greece.
Of the nicest places on Earth. Like,
not John Travolta. It's Greece.
Nah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mari, what's
Santa
up,
Barbara.
Bro?
Yeah.
Not Greece with an A.
Yeah.
Mari, what's up, bro? You've been holding this in. This nigga's been on fire.
No,
since,
because I'm
since
no
that
because
nigga
I'm
Jay
tight.
Press record.
Because I'm tight about that because like I don't understand why people like to dim other people's shine because it's like if a motherfucker went out there to Greece and you never been, you should use that as motivation. You shouldn't hate that. When I see people on my timeline get retweeted and they doing dope shit, something that I never did or something I want to do, I look at that and be like, man, this shit is obtainable, dog. I don't look at that and be like, I'm mad. Like, oh man, nigga with the Greece, man, Greece ain't really shit. That shit like Iowa. Like, nigga, no, it's Greece. It's still Greece.
It still takes 18 hours to get there, no matter where you at.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's wild. It's like, as somebody who's been, I see people, like, I look at their tweets, I go back and read, and I'm like, oh, y'all niggas ain't never going to Greece talking like this. Like, you're never going. Like,
you niggas never getting your fish fried in Greece talking
no,
like
but
that.
No, but it's like,
dude.
But it's people who always have regional trips who don't have a passport, who want to talk down, like, oh, Greece look regular as hell. I'm like, like, you go get pre-check and then get a passport and then, you know, talk about Greece.
Yeah,
teach that,
he said
teach
go
that
get
class, well.
He said go get preacher.
Nah, that ass though. That's real
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
You got niggas saying that who've never been downtown in their own city. Like you
listen, Wells didn't reply to my text until I got clear.
That's very true. Yeah, I mean, clear needs to start cutting me checks, man. That's the way to go. Especially
you need to stop telling people, man.
Oh, it's starting to fill up?
Yeah, man. I was at a clear line there. They're like, what is this?
Yeah, clear is the way to go, man. But yeah, man, y'all should get to Greece in the next year or so. You know, bring a shorty and
Hey, bro, don't be shitting on my life like that, bro. We ain't bring you on the shit on us like that. All right, you ain't Dame Dash paid and pulling us, nigga. I still got a G for every bump on your face, nigga.
I'm gonna go back to my poor cocoon and chill.
Yo.
I ain't gonna hold you, my nigga. I'm looking for vacation spots. Like my wife and I, we supposed to be taking the, you know what I mean, vacation next year and all that. So I'm looking for that, B. Niggas might have to get hit Greece.
Nah,
reinvent it and all that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hit it with that. Like, yo, we going to Greece. What's good?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's Greece. Like, it's not, like I said, it's not like you're going to Chattanooga or something like that.
My nigga, could you imagine being hyped to go to Chattanooga?
Yo, baby, listen. It's going to be like Martin when he was like, baby, we going to the island.
The chill again.
Listen, my nigga, you can't even sneeze
island.
Wrong in Chattanooga, man. They still hang niggas over there, bro.
I ain't going to lie. Like, a couple years ago, my last gig.
They got some very nice restaurants, Trey.
Nah, I'm dead serious.
Hey, Jay, let's do a live show there and see who has to walk through the back and who can go through the front.
It's real shit. That's hard R territory right there. Chattanooga. I'm surprised.
Chattanooga.
I feel like Tom Haberstroh's triggered right now.
That's Chattanooga.
Listen,
right there.
That shit might say bye. 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 You must be lost.
All right.
listen to it. Listen, here's, you want to see what's left on the rundown? Did we do Snoop?
Well, first of all, we haven't done Snoop yet, but first I want to get to what Jerv. By the way, did Waz say, hey, if we do 4 o'clock, I'll be able to see the whole time and then dip anyway?
Yes. Yeah. See you, Waz. Thank you.
Typical Waz. So Waz, what? Jerv had this, this Instagram post from 50. Said Ashanti concert canceled.
24 after tickets.
Selling only 24 tickets.
That's insane.
First of all, selling 24 tickets is crazy.
It's Jack Bauer status, my nigga. 24.
Yes.
You can sell those by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's less than a
He should have hired the Girl Scout cookies girls. They would have moved them shits. At this point, you might as well just start moving your tickets with Groupon.
Check this out. So I wanted to make sure this is a real story. I typed Ashanti, and all I did was the number 2. I didn't even finish. And the first thing that pops up is Ashanti 24 tickets.
That's crazy, my nigga.
I mean, 24? But they were saying it was a college or something like that, right? So I ain't going to lie, B.
It's
a wing spot around the corner. Oh, that's crazy. Stony Brook don't even know who Ashanti is.
No, wait, hold on. No. You got to understand something. Stony Brook is like, that's where she's from, dude.
Oh, fuck. Again, but still ain't nobody fucking with her, my nigga.
Hold on, man.
Listen, you can't get 50 tickets in your own city?
Jerv, only horny black men care about Ashanti right now, fam.
You
got it. You can't get 25 of those.
Listen, again, there's only horny black men is worth.
You know what I think? I think unless you had, like, if they had a test to see if you had collard greens within the last 24 months, you probably don't care about Ashanti. Like, if you had greens in your system in the last 24 months, then you give a fuck about Ashanti. If not, then I don't really know. Yeah. So I think that's how they gauged it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, listen to this.
Like that type of shit. You feel me?
The school went on to explain that they had originally booked Tiana Taylor for the gig, but she pulled out last minute, leaving the organizers to scramble.
Hey,
bro. You know what's crazy? Hey, you know what's crazy, though? Niggas still not pulling up the TT shit either.
Nah. I'm pulling out the last minute. My son is
TT ain't doing no more than Ashanti, my nigga. She probably would have sold.
You crazy? TT just took over Jeremiah's tour. She kicked him off his own tour.
She kicked that nigga off his own tour, my nigga.
Nah, she's selling.
She's selling like that now.
24.
She's sitting on 24.
No, you, bro. In Stony Brook, though.
Yo, on some real shit, I'm gonna keep it real tall with y'all niggas right now, dog. I think I can sell 24 tickets to my next barbershop. I'm dead ass. Yo, I could probably get 24 people to come to my next lineup appointment, dog.
Listen, could you imagine a nigga watching somebody get their shit lined up?
Nah, straight up, though.
No, that would be crazy.
Ashanti,
that might be an idea.
Here's the biggest news. This is the biggest news I found out of this whole story.
Ashanti could hug me with them thighs.
Ashanti is currently working on a joint album with Ja Rule.
Oh my
God. Yo, I just listened to his Drink Champs.
I'm all the way out. Drink
Champs episode.
All the way.
I mean,
ain't he about to go to jail for tax shit again?
Yeah. Nah, then he just come home.
Yo,
listen, dog.
Hey, I go shit on Ja Rule, though. I got love for Ja Rule, but y'all niggas.
Some of these
gotta relax.
He's caption, do basement parties then. It can still feel like it's lit.
Doing a basement party is crazy.
Yo, dog. Niggas gonna have that nigga in there singing, put it on me. Like, yo, nigga, sing that joint, B. Sing that joint, nigga. Say the verse. Spit the verse. You know the verse, nigga. Say it. Fuck you talking about. Say
crazy.
It. Spit the verse.
I'm still tripping off Ja Rule trying to get that track from Kehlani, and she's like, no, it's too old.
Yeah.
I love you,
though.
It's over, my nigga.
That's a wrap. Yeah, Ja Rule, man. You know, the funny thing is Ja Rule and Ashanti really only have, like, 2 songs together, but they somehow tour together all the time.
Niggas is like, man, we need that album. Like, nigga, we ain't got enough for an EP for
we, you know, yeah, they got literally 2 songs.
These niggas got 9 minutes of music together.
Yeah.
All we need is a stage, God.
Always a stage. Always need a stage.
Put it on, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you, though. If my nigga just did that one song with Bobby Brown and brought Bobby Brown on.
Oh, you brought Bobby Brown out. I'm there. I'm there for that.
I ain't gonna lie, B. I'm here. I'll pay the admission price just to see Bobby Brown do that dance off the top.
Holding with the Michael Vick jersey on. Yeah.
That nigga mouth was shaped. That nigga mouth was shaped like an obtuse triangle.
With the line, like dude, like the line, like the white on the jersey, not even the real color. It's just, you know what I mean? Nah. Like it's just a line off the
jersey. Nah, that was at the height of bootleg jerseys though. That was back.
You know what's crazy? Like Michelin S is now finally trying to do like
the it's crazy, jerseys. Right?
Like gas station's been doing that, bro. Since 03. Hey. It was a gas station in my neighborhood that could have got you a motherfucking half Warren Sapp, half Tiki Barber jersey.
So the funny thing about that, I tweeted Michelin S like, damn, y'all got to wear the party at pack. And niggas DM me told me to delete the tweet because that shit was getting too much attention. That's crazy, right? Because you know Adidas used to own a partnership with Mitchell S. And then they slid and now niggas doing some nut ass shit doing that shit.
That's crazy. So
I just watched the Ashanti Instagram Live.
Mm-hmm. It was 24 people there?
She's in Miami.
Amin might have been number 24 in the joint. Like he soon as he joined, it was like 24. Like,
oh man.
I mean, people literally probably tuned in just because they were like, "Oh, she probably gonna have the thighs out." So let me
not that ass. And as soon as they saw, like nothing but like chest up, it was like, "All right, man, we out."
Yeah.
All right. Oh no, the thighs were out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why she got 24 people. She should, you know, it works for her.
That's a decent amount. I mean, that's a decent amount of people if you're not Ashanti. Like, if you just a regular person and 24 people showed up, it's like, all right, you popping. If you're Ashanti, though, it's like, all right, come on. You got 24 motherfuckers here. Like, what you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even selling out a standing room only.
My nigga. Yeah, like, come on. 24?
A house party. That's not even a house party, dog. That's a if you have 24 people at your house party,
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, if you got 24, I ain't gonna lie.
House party.
24 people is a good thing for like a housewarming. Like if you got 24 gifts at your housewarming,
that's
you did good that night. Nah, you did good that night. You
got game 24 night. Yeah.
24 people is a game night, dog.
Yeah, you did good. You probably got a couple. Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, I had more people at my game night, and she sold tickets my last game night like 3 weeks ago. There are like 40 people here.
All right, man. Where is the invite?
Hey, don't you even say that, Amin? Because if I was to hit you and tell you not coming to Compton, to Central Compton.
And for a game night?
I came to my game night. He came to my shop. So, but you brought him.
Like 24 people in my house right now at this stage is too much. Cause I'd be like, I'd be overwhelmed.
My nigga.
Like, don't fuck with my crib.
Niggas would be. Niggas. What's funny about house parties though? The best shit about house party is niggas be treating your shit like it's the hotel. Like, oh, somebody go clean this shit up.
It'd be
hella paper plates. Man. It'd be like a napkin in a fucking Henny cup.
Yeah.
Like, you like, come on, my nigga.
And then you find a random ass receipt somewhere,
like some place you never shot at.
My nigga done used a blunt guts, nigga, all on your table. Yeah, like,
oh, my God.
24 people in my crib right now. That nigga gotta go.
Nah, but they walk out. They walk out and be like, "Oh, so everything good? You need any help with anything?" But they ain't got no intention. No intention.
Nigga, clean up after yourself.
Nigga might leave a whole plate of potato salad, nigga, on your couch.
Hey, any one of y'all ever play Left, Right, Center? Y'all play that?
What's up? Yeah, DZ used to run that shit up in Paramount, dog.
That's the shit with the money, bro.
It's everything. Like Left, Right, Center is the shit. It's like three dice. And it's got an L or R, you know, left, right, center. My nigga, y'all know what he talking about if y'all seen it.
It got an L, it got an R. Yeah, it's for the money. Everybody in, you know, it's like everybody in a circle, and you got like $3. If you playing regular, if you're a baller, then you play with 5 and 10. But it's three. It's got to be $3, $3, $5.
And if you wells, you put down the Cash App card.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Not the Cash App card, but the nigga might put down a real motherfucking platinum card. My nigga,
yeah, charge well, you know.
Later. Nigga, go pull out the motherfucking Square Cash on you, nigga. You got to swipe, nigga.
Yeah, nah, I just had to follow this nigga Wells just to get the wealth to rub off. Bitch. Like, I just had to follow one of them niggas. Hey, just now.
I never felt, every morning I just have to see if I'm poor. I just check that nigga timeline, bro. I'll be like, damn, I'm not even doing this shit right.
Nah, we doing normal shit, Trey. Don't even start.
That's cool, bro.
Nah, I'm not saying like that ass, though. It'd be like a retweet, nigga, regular retweet.
The nigga said, listen. The nigga said, if you ain't put less than fucking... If you Wells,
Wells,
right Wells, this nigga going to Brazil.
The nigga going to motherfucker talking about if you ain't got $90, if you ain't spending $90 a gallon.
Hey, Wells doesn't go to the airport. He goes to the Clearport.
I remember one time. Somebody retweeted the nigga. He was like, "Yo, you ever notice how like the texture of the Bentley tissue is like rough? Like it ain't like regular tissue. It's like Bentley. Like the nigga said he had Bentley tissue. And I was like, oh, yeah. Word. Like I gotta get my money up, nigga. Word. Yeah. He might have deleted the tweet now. You probably can't find it, but I saw
Wells too much. Wells was flying from New York to L.A. I said, hey, man, let's carpool to JFK. He said, no, I'm flying out of Teterboro.
Teterboro, man. JFK's too stressful, bro. That clear line at JFK is not what that's I like.
Not popping at all.
Oh, no. Me and Amin experienced that. We experienced that real well. Yeah. Nigga ran a mile just to make our flight. That's crazy.
Man, yo, I just want to say, man, congrats on that show, man. I saw everybody posting about it. It looked like an amazing time, and y'all brought the whole city out.
Speaking of shows,
yeah,
we got one coming up in LA, January 12th.
My birthday.
Bootleg. Is that your birthday, the 12th?
The 10th.
Oh, nice. There. Somebody bring a cake, Karima. Bring a cake.
Well, my mom won't be there, so shit. Okay.
Tickets go on sale today.
Okay.
Being Monday. Monday the
22nd. Oh, yeah, we got to pack.
Four Patreons, and then for later in the week, on Wednesday, we'll release the rest of the tickets to the general audience. But if you do want to get them early, you can subscribe to patreon.com/countthedings. Now,
hey, Jerv, you coming out?
Jerv's.
Yes, sir.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'll be out.
I'm gonna have a pack for you, baby.
Jerv got that bug. Wait, Jerv, are you saying that now? Are you like, I'm coming?
No, I'm coming.
Hey, you bring your bong, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Traveling with a bong is funny.
You think they'll let us get a bong rip on stage, Jay? It's L.A. Everybody smokes
in
the club.
I kind of regret not opening. I personally wish I'd opened the show coming out with some type of indicator that marijuana was recommended for the show. Now, let me just get to one thing. Do you have anything for this week in white people?
I have three things for this week.
Okay. It's sponsored this week.
Gotta love white people.
Jason Bowser, this week in white people, with the disclaimer, hey, I'm a white person and I support the message you are about to hear. If you are white and about to do something they're about to describe, please stop, get yourself a pumpkin spice something, and calm your ass down.
Yo, that is crazy. That pumpkin spice coffee. Wild.
Jason Bowser. Yes, pumpkin donut, whatever. Whatever it's got to be, man. They're in season. Apple spice, if you can't find the pumpkin.
And then my man JJ said he also sent some sponsorship money for this week in white people. So
I'm delayed. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm backlogged. All right, well,
we will do the one I sent you the other day. Georgia police chief defends the arrest of 12-year-old selling his mixtape at the mall. Two police officers took him down because he was selling his mixtape. Arrested him and held him in jail for 4 hours.
Hold on. Well, it's about to land.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You got the top down?
Nah, I'm on the other side of the hanger. Let me move.
Just work the mute. Wells.
This nigga is nuts.
Work the mute.
This is awesome.
That nigga doing the Cat Williams video.
Work the mute.
I'm doing Bow Wow Challenge. Bow Wow Challenge
and,
right now.
Hey, he said, and we wear real minks, Mitch. That nigga said Mitch. Hey, could you ever just clean it up and call somebody a Mitch?
Nah, I mean, what? That's disrespectful. Yeah. Okay, my bad.
So a 12-year-old was arrested for selling mixtapes?
Yeah, he was
arrested.
Selling his mixtape. He was arrested at the moment selling his mixtape.
That's what we're doing, all right. All right, white people. All right. See you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Resting. And then we had the lady at the liquor store who called the police on the little boy who backpack brushed her butt. We hit that one. Yeah, y'all did that last week. Another guy, he forgot his key to get in the gate of his apartment. You know, you see somebody coming out, so wait and then you run in.
I saw that video.
The lady, she blocked the guy from getting in because she said, "Oh, you don't live here." And apparently, she was like the apartment manager or some shit.
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't.
She was just a resident. Just a resident. That was what made it so. Because that's what he told us. Like, you're not even the manager.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what he said right here. And but listen,
you got to keep walking around white women though. You don't even play that.
She really tried to box him out though. Like, she really tried to box him out. And that's not the worst.
The worst part is she followed him.
Yeah, all the way to his crib, and then called the popo.
That's wild.
And the popo came to his house and you know, he had to again point out his pictures and. By the way,
did we mention the kid's name? The mixtape kid was his name's Lil C Note. Lil C Note.
Yeah, Lil C Note.
Shout out to Lil C Note.
It says here,
I'm gonna download your shit, bro.
It says here, get that money, guys.
But you're not paying. Hey, but you're not paying for it, Trey.
First of all, Jay,
here's the thing. If you're still trying to sell a CD. In 2018, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Go sell cookies or lemonade, little nigga.
I mean, then
also, because it's easy. It's nigga, you can sell, you can get your shit downloaded for free and then go tour. That shit is easy nowadays, my nigga. But don't try to sell me no CD. Because if you try to sell me a CD, I'm gonna ignore you. I'm a duck.
Where am I gonna listen to a CD at? Like,
that's again. Nobody
you can
has
put
a CD
it in
player.
Your PlayStation or your Xbox and play it through your television.
That's why your shit be. That's why your shit be glitching. Nigga, hey, putting the Maxwell CDR 180 minutes.
Wait, so y'all telling me that cars not supposed to come with CD players no more?
I don't think they do.
Do they?
All right, first of all, I got a 2018 F-150, and I got a CD player in there.
You also got a MAGA hat with it, too, though.
No, do you have an auxiliary cord? I got a bomb hat with it.
Wait.
You're rocking a F-150 in Compton?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
It's the Cowboys.
You know what's crazy though?
Hey, guess what?
It's redneck.
You know the Compton Cowboys just won the LA Film Festival?
These guys.
What? No, that's a Kev line.
That's a Kev line.
Jay, let me tell you something. I had the wrong person.
Yes.
Not knowing that the person that I should have been talking to is somebody that I talk to every single day.
Yes.
Wait, what?
He owns the store next door.
I was just pulling it. Kev said that about them when he couldn't. What happened, Kev?
When he kept giving me the runaround.
We tried to get him on the show.
He's not even involved in this project. You know, Baron Davis was the executive producer of the documentary that they just won the contest on.
I thought we were getting him.
My boy is in there. No, I can get him anytime. Like, if you want to, we can call him whenever. Like,
tell
whenever.
Him
I just got to let him know.
Tell him you'll pick him up in the pickup.
I love
him. Chase, hilarious.
Call his ass right now. Shit. And he had answered the phone. Like, we could do an emergency. Like, hey, I'm going to call you right now. We want to talk about this documentary. But no, they got a whole thing going on. They actually got something going with Bruce Jenner's son, Brody Jenner.
I'm still fascinated by the pickup. Like, what do you put in the back?
Bitches.
that's a baller ass answer, dog.
Hold on, Trey. You notice you said it a little quieter though.
Trey, you gotta do it.
Hey man, listen. I said it same volume, buddy. Yeah. They might be her friends, but
it might be her friends. Oh, you're off the rails right now.
Jay,
people have F-150s in Compton,
and it's lifted, Jay.
What is 2018? 16 years ago this week, guys. My favorite movie was released.
What, Paid in Full?
Paid in Full.
Wow.
16 years ago. And I bring that up because I was fascinated by the cars they drove in that movie. Like, I never knew that Saab entered the black culture.
That's gold BBS.
The
BBS
car vernacular.
Oh, come on.
It's like a spaceship. It's like a spaceship. Like a
spaceship. Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know who else drove a Saab?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes, sir.
What car had Jerry Seinfeld not drove?
No, but that was show. His car.
He, that was just a show car. Oh, that was a show car.
By the way, y'all just reminded me. Hey, remember last time I said Larry David was a writer on SNL and Kev was like, no, he wasn't.
Yes.
Guess what? Turns out he was.
Corrections.
Man, you're right. He was.
Yeah, looking crazy. And the way he said it, like, no, I mean, you silly Negro. not all white people work on SNL. And I really felt like, man, I am kind of, that was kind of ignorant of me.
You silly Negro.
Man, you silly Negro is funny.
Question though, Caden Foote, what's everybody's favorite line or favorite part of Caden Foote?
My favorite part is when Mitch came home and his man did the sidestep with him.
Yes,
that shit was crazy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jade, what's your favorite part?
I mean, he's seen it now, so shit.
I've seen it. I did. I mean, that was the fifth or sixth time, Trey. But honestly, this time around, my favorite scene was when Mitch is putting away his sneakers. When he goes into his room, puts down his bracelet, puts down his watch, sneakers. And my favorite thing is when he gets into bed, he dusts off his feet.
Yo, you know what's crazy is my ignorant ass did that ever since I started out with that movie. Like my feet really just been dusty from walking around in Cortez all day.
Oh, that was
pretty good.
Mine is when Mitch walks into the corner store and he's like, "I'm broke, baby. I ain't got no money." After he comes and gives,
how many times do you
money
use that?
Making Mitch?
Yeah,
how many times do you use that actual line though? Wells,
thousands.
Nobody believes you.
Thousands.
while he revs the Porsche.
Can we not talk about man? Jeez.
My favorite part is when they watching porn.
When
Cam's watching himself get it in.
You didn't see when I put my leg up.
Throw that ass back.
Nigga's nuts, man. That's funny, dog.
16 years. Wow.
Outside of Rico snitching, dog, he was an amazing character.
Oh, yeah.
He might be the best character of the movie. Right.
That jab step was ass too, by the way, on the playground.
Oh yeah. You don't play no ball.
You don't play no ball.
No, nah, well, I mean
any problem be I handled that.
Yeah, no. He should no when he no nah, no nah, nah, when he shot dude in the butt for no
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, Cam should have got an Oscar nomination at the very least for that character.
Definitely.
A nomination. Maybe not a win, but like definitely a nomination.
Caden Foote is a classic.
Yeah.
By the way, Wells, for the longest time we'd ask Jade, what's your favorite part of Caden Foote? He's like, oh, the end. The beginning. He'd be like, the opening scene. It's just like, he just says something bland like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the beginning. Oh, yeah. When they were no champagne, no rice, nothing. That's funny. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. So, Jade, are you ready for the first problematic song of the day that you're going to to read for the
listeners? Oh, my God, yes.
I believe I pulled it up and managed to lose it. Hold on a second.
All right.
Yeah, this is our favorite part of the show.
Is it the one that I suggested, Jade?
You'll see, Kev.
I got two.
I just texted you one. Right directly to you.
I had sent you one right into you on my text too. I sent
looks
you
like
one.
A looks like a pornography link.
the name. You guys should already know which one it is. The name of the album, Hardcore. That's right.
I'm going right to the verse.
Right.
Did you
to
get
the
right
verse.
To that one?
I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips to the shit. Handle it like a real bitch. Heather Hunter, Janet Jackme, Take It in the Butt.
Yeah, yes, yes. Wow.
I got land in Switzerland, even got sand in the Marylands. Bahamas in the spring, baby, it's a big mama thing. Can't tell by the diamonds in my rings. That's how many times I want to come. 21 and another one and another one and another one. 24 carats. I can't say that. That's what I'm fucking with the average. We're at the shaft, brothers be batting me and oh. Don't you like the way I roll and play with my bushy? Tell me what's on your mind when your tongue's in my pussy. It is marriage. Damn, this bitch is bad. Baby carriage. Damn, I love that ass. Shit, no. On a dime, shit is mine. Got to keep them coming all the time. Why? There you go.
All right. Next one.
Wait. I got a little messaging
Jade.
Yes, sir.
Some of these, if everyone's laughing real hard, just wait till it doesn't get washed out.
Don't worry, because my track's solid.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
I do have many sponsors for this, and it is backlogged by like 8 weeks. All right, here we go. Oh, my God.
Who's next?
Jimmy Wong. Jimmy Wong's got it. Hashtag problematic lyrics. He's got it for a while, but he's got it this week. I'll get to the others next week. What's next, guys? Jimmy Wong.
Uchiwali.
Can you please? No. Oh, fuck.
Nas Uchiwali.
Can I get the link?
Ken, what'd you have?
I'd rather give you my bitch.
I suggested that one. That's fire. You know what, Jay? Do that one instead, dog. That's
fire.
You sent them the link.
Yeah, he has it. It's in our text message, Jay. Like it's like from the other day.
Kev, you got rims on that fucking F-150?
Yeah. I told you I got a 50. Man,
you got rims
with the F-150. It's classic.
No, I just sent them a picture of it.
Can you not have rims? Like you gotta have rims, right? You can't not.
Well, you can if you want, but I cannot. I know.
Right.
Jade, I just gave it to you.
Oh, thank you. It's hard right to search there. IG messaging. All right, here we go. Yeah.
No, I had sent it to our text.
All right, listen to this.
Here we go, people. Here we go. I'd rather give you my bitch by Sugar Free. Where am I going? Do I start at the top?
Yes.
All right, here we go. What you gonna do? You want to get down? What you gonna do, baby? You want to get down? Tell me. What you gonna do? You want to get down? What you gonna do? You want to get down? Peep this trick. I'd rather give you my bitch. Pay attention. I'd rather give you my bitch. I'd rather give you my bitch than to let you breathe on my last bit of Indo smoke. I'd rather give you my bitch tonight. You want to hit my joint, but I'd rather let you fuck my bitch. Suck her tits and she'll suck your dick. And since one man's trash, another is another man's treasure. You get no part of my weed, but you can have my bitch, Heather. Shit. Like every other bitch I get, I'd rather give you my bitch, my whole bitch, and nothing but my bitch. Because anybody that can bleed for 5 days and don't die, plus develop an attitude, go to sleep, wake up, and look at my dead in my eyes, ain't for me, player. Oh, nah, maybe for you. Sugar fired that sleepwalking bitch I thought you knew, fool. I'm true. Said, I gotta get mine. I wanna get mine. I need to get mine. I'm wasting my time. Cause players do what they want to, yeah? And suckers do what they can. You can't get me. Bitch, I love being rich. I want you, but I don't need you. Let your mama tell how to make a please you, not knowing that I'm 10 steps ahead of Lisa and the bullshit she running going against the grain. What? Sang?
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's
got a very interesting rhythm to it.
Same here, man.
Oh, that's classic shit.
Legit tears in my eyes.
What a syncopation to that song. I like that.
Oh, my God.